This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is John Dugas, founder and CEO of Superior Molecular. And before we go any further, Superior Molecular, what the heck do you do, John Dugas?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show. And I mean, I guess the proof is kind of in the name, where we just try and make superior molecules. And it kind of started as a hemp extraction company that's diversifying into a couple other things. So I guess, in short, I always like to say we like to make better molecules. So
you are the fourth generation of a family of entrepreneurs. How lucky and how amazing for you. And your mom is your CFO, is that true?
Yep, my mom is my CFO, and she was, our primary investor. And so she has, she has 40 years of business experience in and of herself. So, I mean, very, early at a young age, I would be following my parents to the lab, because that's kind of what they called it. And so she's been, kind of a consistent rock over the last 6 years as we started this thing up out of like kind of the warehouse attached to her company. And so in terms of like finances and business strategy and overall acumen, she's been such a big backbone for not only myself, but the entire staff. And it's kind of a unique situation to be in the cannabis business with your own mother. So
I love that. I absolutely love that. And when you told her you were going into the cannabis industry, was there any hesitation on her part?
It was kind of funny, because I think it was more of me. It was like kind of me trying to cut a deal. I actually asked her if I could buy an extractor if I cleared out her 8,000 square foot warehouse, and because she didn't think that I would actually probably commit to doing it. It took me about 7 or 8 months with a couple of, summer helpers just to even prep the location. So, I mean, she was, she's always been pretty open about the cannabis thing. I think, my father was like less, cool about it, but he enjoys the science and the process and the manufacturing. So I think that's the cool thing about cannabis, is you can find all these different things to, have an interest in within the industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think, we've really all kind of bonded over what parts of it we really like. So
tell me, when did this happen? When did you realize that, wait a minute, I could start this CBD hemp company that's now turned into a full service THC extraction lab and beverage supply company as well?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. So I moved home from Colorado College in 2017, and I was really passionate about kind of the whole operations after seeing everything I was exposed to in Colorado. And, thinking at the time, like, how does a 22-year-old get like a marijuana license? And the answer was, he's not. And so hearing the story from all these hemp farmers, as I started to do some research in my kitchen table sort of thing, there was a huge, supply chain issue where these guys needed somewhere to go with their plants. And so, that's kind of what got the gears turning in my head and led to the exploration of realizing that, extraction of hemp for CBD versus extraction of THC for marijuana, a lot of the infrastructure and safety procedures and, equipment selections are a lot of the times the same pieces of equipment. So we kind of just thought we'd get busy building, this thing and kind of see what happens. And, turns out it took 6 years for us to legalize it. I'm glad I'm not waiting another 6 years, that's for sure. Kind of a crazy, we're kind of just playing against the timeline here, right? So how much longer could we have waited? So
tell me about your collaborative research and mapping relevant structures in the epidermal layers for diabetic neuropathy?
Yeah, so in my senior year of college, I had the opportunity to work under Dr. William Kennedy, and that's was really a great opportunity because he he's a very elder PhD now, and actually was instrumental in the founding of Kennedy's disease, or spinal bulbar muscular atrophy. And so to just be around him and to see how he runs his lab, and to learn some of the instrumentations in dealing with the dermatology clinical side of things back into the research side of things, it was pretty informative just for like my own foundational scientific understanding. And you honestly couldn't have asked for a better person to have as a mentor, given his whole history and, at the University of Minnesota here. So it was kind of a, I learned a lot about, the clinical side of things and the clinical side of research, which I think was, really formative for like my foundations in science.
Wow. So now that you're doing it, tell me what it's like.
Well, this morning it was kind of funny. I was actually able to get breakfast with an old friend from college, and then I jumped over to a warehouse to throw as many cases of cannabis beverages into my truck as I could. And then I sprinted up to the manufacturing facility because we're doing a 6X batch, which basically means we're doing our maximum capacity batch for gummies. So in addition to like kind of where everything started as water soluble and supplying these beverage companies, we're selling our own drinks now and getting into the edible manufacturing. So it's very hands-on, and I'm always kind of running around. And so I always tell people cannabis is like, it's a very active job. When you're in manufacturing, you're on your feet. I'll be mixing pots of gummies in probably, 37 minutes from now. So very, very busy and very active, and I like to stay engaged and on my feet. I think that's the best way to be successful. But we're moving in so many directions. It's just you got to be on top of it.
So you've personally mastered various extraction methods, and many of us are not aware of what really needs to happen when you use a cannabis or a hemp product. So explain, give us a basic 101, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So, there's kind of three conventional, ways of extraction. Water extraction is kind of how guys have been making stuff for, tens of thousands of years, where you're, using water to mechanically separate the properties of the plant that you then want to like either, squish into further medicine or, clean up in a, freeze dryer and then squish it. We use primarily before we got into water extraction, we were using carbon dioxide, which is really cool in the way that it separates terpenes from crude oil. And so you're left with these beautiful terpenes that you can kind of clean up and then put back into products like gummies or vape pens or, an assortment of different things. And then more recently, we've been doing the, butane extraction for kind of like more classical BHO. And kind of what I'm really excited is to use these different extraction mediums to actually showcase, different terpene profiles or strains, into our water soluble technology. So when somebody opens a can and they want it to taste like sour diesel or they want to advertise it as a strain, I'm really trying to tie in a lot of these incredible extraction methods that I've, learned over the years to my food science program. So I think we're like 6 to 8 months away with legalization and the whole thing of really being able to showcase, strain specific beverages or water soluble offerings to our customers, which I think is really cool to put the whole thing together.
Very. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You've also been very much involved in the Minnesota Industrial Hemp Association. What was that like? Give us a rundown of, because I think we don't really understand where we are with the science when it comes to hemp and THC and CBD today. And so maybe you can just give us an outline of where we are.
Yeah, so it's interesting because like the farm bill with the 0.3% THC thing kind of let the cat out of the bag in 2016, 2017. You had a lot of people that were probably wannabe, marijuana growers now just exercising the right to grow hemp because, you can get your SOPs and your plots in place and maybe there was value in CBD. The CBD market kind of crashed, as we all know. And then, with the rise of Delta 9 and the conversion.
Wait a minute. Why did it crash in your opinion?
So I think everybody kind of saw it as a gold rush, you know, and I think the reason it's not fully happening in marijuana right now is because all these states are their individual fiefdoms. And so, you know, when states set up like Oklahoma, it's kind of a free for all out there. You know, Michigan is a little bit of a free for all. Like California, you know, are more regulated. So when everybody just kind of came into this unregulated, you know, free for all, you just had thousands and thousands of pounds of hemp without people really thinking about the consequences.
Understanding, yeah. We have to take a quick break, but it's so fascinating. We have so much more to talk about with John Dugas, founder and CEO of Superior Molecular. And what's the best website, John?
That's superiormolecular.com has all the information about our company on there, from manufacturing to our product sales.
We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk, H to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Bruner.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. John Dugas is our guest, founder and CEO of Superior Molecular. And John, welcome back. And your story is a great story. Your journey with cannabis started when you were 19, but you've been in the lab in your mom and dad's companies, a fourth-generation entrepreneur, and you've learned so much about science and business, and you've combined it now with your own company. And we're talking about, where are we in the industry today? Where are we in the world of cannabis today?
Yeah, it's been weird in Minnesota, at least, because, you know, with these kind of open laws with grocery stores selling these low-dose products, we've kind of gone backwards. And, we've kind of gone like food and beverages as opposed to all these other places with, like, you know, smokable flower and, you know, more classical products first. So I really think with the, you know, hemp convergence onto the marijuana industry, I mean, I think we're kind of arriving at that inflection point personally where, you know, maybe this whole thing begins to fold on itself. And I know some states are talking about, you know, interstate commerce. I mean, that would be the next, you know, federal legalization. I mean, I just wonder how many states are going to, you know, have to go before they really start allowing some of that commerce to operate more freely.
Yeah. I wonder myself. You know, you mentioned Delta 8 and, what's the status of that right now? Because there's so much controversy around it.
Yeah. So just in general, I mean, we always, we don't use synthetic methods. So, you know, during the whole Delta 8 craze, we actually opted to sit on the sidelines. And, you know, I'll probably look back at that decision. And I feel good about it as, you know, a cannabis company operator that we made the decision that we did. Because he certainly left a lot of money on the table during that Delta 8 push. But with states like Minnesota really becoming more of like a just standard THC-focused place, I mean, for me personally, I just always like to consume naturally extracted products. And so I think really we've arrived at the Delta 8 and the synthetic forms of THC really as an alternative because they've kept just standard methodologies, you know, illegal for so long. So I think sometimes you see the negative consequences of, you know, prohibition. And when labs start getting in their petri dishes to produce cannabinoids, I don't necessarily believe that that's the right direction for the industry.
I don't hear much about it anymore. So I'm wondering if it's already, is it a phase that's kind of gone down a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's a phase that's gone down. I think it was very accessible through the smoke shop markets. Delta 8 just has a carbon bond in a different place. So, I mean, it's, in theory gets you, you know, less high, than a typical Delta 9 THC. But, you know, the companies like KCA Laboratories, you know, they've done, extensive amounts of studies on, you know, trying to identify what are these other byproducts that are made when you're producing synthetic cannabinoids. So I think for me, like, you know, ingesting stuff is probably fine. But when you start getting into the inhalations of, you know, synthetically derived stuff, I mean, that makes me concerned as a consumer. So, you know, there's some people really doing some heavy studies on identifying what are those unknown byproducts. So
you have this tremendous advantage because you have the science background, you understand regulations and the compliances. Do you, realistically speaking, when and where do you think, when do you think it will happen that we will have a state by state, or do you think it will have to be legalized? Do you think it will be by the next election for presidency?
The presidential election is definitely shaping up to be a nice circus in 2024. And I don't really, you know, there's really, doesn't seem an appetite on either side to do a whole lot. you know, federally, I know there was a lot of conjecture about how the farm bill, you know, might shape up for all the hemp guys. But I mean, I really think it's going to have to be a state by state effort. And, you know, Wisconsin, for example, next to us is now surrounded by Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois. You know, so I'm really interested as somebody who lives actually 6 minutes across the river, you know, away from Wisconsin. I'm just on the Minnesota side. You know, it's kind of like you just drive in any direction and you have accessibility. So, I know for a long time, you know, a lot of Minnesota people were very unhappy with medical cannabis prices here, you know, and started making that trek to Michigan. And so, when you have that vacuum in the middle of all these states, I think it's going to be a nice little Midwest case study, you know.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So if we, as we look into the crystal ball for you, where do you see yourself and how is your company going to evolve over the next several years?
So I think, you know, kind of like I mentioned, you know, we're really well established on the food ingredients and food production side. So for us, actually getting back to kind of our roots and where we started the company 6 years ago, diving further into extraction, you know, partnering with local cultivators, to make sure that they have a foundation that can, you know, make the products, whether they're small farmers or whether they're large brands that come in, we're sort of designed to be a support system or a manufacturing, you know, toll processing, private label, you know, formulations company. So we support a lot of like local small brands. We also, you know, do a lot of manufacturing for some of the, you know, bigger brands like Cheech and Chong. And so, you know, for us, we're just trying to support our customers as best as we can and provide a foundation for their cannabis brands and products to be successful, whatever that means to them.
And you are in a position where you're going to be servicing so many other companies so that it's kind of like a win-win. How did you at such a young age realize that this was the arena that you wanted to play in?
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, we tried to start our own brand a couple times and we were just so bad at it. So I think, you know, coming from my background and, like, who my folks were, you know, they're in the science manufacturing space. And we were just really good at solving problems for other companies. And so I think, you know, there have been times in the last 6 years, you know, where maybe we've kind of steered off the path a little bit and have tried to either start a brand or, you know, do some different things. And it always kind of came back to, hey, we're a really excellent ingredient supplier, manufacturing solutions company. You know, we kind of make it happen on the back end for all these guys to be able to present well on the front end. And so, you know, it was kind of just in our DNA the whole time and, you know, really sticking to our roots in manufacturing and science. So, you know, it just happened to be what we were good at as the B2B, you know, solutions, you know, team.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you're so young. I'm so excited for you. And when I hear about what you're doing and the research and the science, I mean, there's just no limitation to where you can go.
Well, it's really exciting. I mean, I'm, you know, really grateful for the, you know, the opportunity to not have to have, you know, a lot of cannabis companies, you know, they raise capital, they spend money, you know, there's people who do and don't know what they're doing. And so, you know, for us to kind of like, you know, no pun intended, but to keep it in the family, I mean, we have a lot of control and, over kind of just keeping this thing small and what I would say, you know, or, you know, what my folks always say, you know, bootstrap it. So, you know, we use, you know, we're buying the next piece of equipment to get to the next level. And so, not having to give up huge portions of control in our company has really allowed us to stick to us. And I think that it really showcases through the work.
I have loved our conversation and congratulations, John Jugis, founder and CEO of Superior Molecular, and the website is
superiormolecular.com. Come check us out. We got a bunch of products and other information on there for you.
Thank you so much, and we will be in touch. I promise we will. And we'll
awesome.
Take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD.
but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And we have, you know, there's so much about cultivation in this country, and we don't really know a whole lot about it. We don't talk a lot about it, unfortunately. We just don't on the show. And so I'm so thrilled that we are doing a segment today on cultivation, because without the right cultivation, you're not going to get the products that you need. And joining us today is Andrew Wise. Andrew Wise is the director of cultivation for, and Andrew, it's pronounced Organics Farm Craft Grow?
Yes, that's correct.
And welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get into this world of cannabis, and how did you get into the world of cultivation? Because that's such a specific, targeted part of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I always had a passion for plants from a very, very young age. You know, before I grew cannabis, I was growing pepper plants and tomato plants, and started using cannabis very young, about 13 years old, and ended up finding some seeds in some cannabis that I had bought, and with a buddy of mine decided to grow out our seeds, and that kind of got me going on my journey.
Oh, my gosh. You were 13 years old? What made you, I'm just curious, what made you try cannabis at such a young age?
It was pretty popular in my neighborhood. I grew up in Gresham, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. So, you know, cannabis was pretty popular in the Portland area at that time.
Yeah. And how did you know at such a young age about cultivation? I mean, it was just, you have what they know what we call a green thumb.
Well, you know, there's a lot of information now. It's readily available. At that time, there was not. So, you know, we were reading books, and there were some online forums. One of them was IC Mag, was a big one. You know, a lot of different growers on there would share their experiences and help others troubleshoot. And that's really where I gained a lot of the information that I even still use today.
That's amazing. Good for you. Good for you, Andrew. You started so young. And was it a clear-cut decision for you to get into the industry as you got older?
Well, I mean, it definitely wasn't a smooth road, so to speak. You know, at the time, being young and, you know, naive, basically, we, you know, always had the dream of moving into Humboldt County, and we would be the outdoor growers living off the grid. You know, this is before
large
facilities, and, you know, it was something I enjoyed doing, and, you know, at the time was making money that normally someone that age wasn't. And, you know, just various things happened in life where, you know, I consider myself lucky. You know, lucky I didn't have to serve a prison sentence. You know, I never really got in big trouble doing it. And, you know, the medical industry and now the recreational industry just lined up perfect. And, you know, that was all she wrote.
Yeah. That is awesome. You've opened recreational markets in four different states, one of them being my state, Massachusetts, Arizona, Oregon, and Illinois. And Is it easier or harder in one state versus another?
Well, the level of entry definitely changes state by state. And a big determining factor to that is how many licenses the state decides to release. So every state will do that differently. Some states, you know, like Oregon, for example, I think for a while they were giving out as many licenses as there were people that met the criteria, where other states like Illinois or Massachusetts, the ease of entry is very, very difficult. There's a very limited number of licenses. The level of compliance is much more strict than other states. And because of that, it takes a lot more money to operate, to build a facility. So that can really be a difficult path for majority of people.
Yes. Tell me, I would, if you wouldn't mind, how do we know when we go into a dispensary we're getting a good crop? How do we test it? How do we really know if the cultivation is up to speed?
I mean, I always like to recommend to someone, you know, to do some research, you know. With social media now, I think majority or almost every cultivation company, you know, has an Instagram or some sort of social media, you know, just following with companies that are in your area and, you know, seeing the practices that they do, you know, certain strains or genetics that they grow. You know, you want to familiarize yourself with the company that's producing the product you're buying, because, you know, while budtenders have a lot of information, they're very valuable to the industry, they're going off of what they're told, you know. So I always try to recommend people get as much information that they can from the actual source.
Okay. Andrew, when we go in to purchase, explain to us, how long does it take for the actual plant to be grown from seed to someone using it at home?
You know, from the beginning of a crop, whether if it's seed, you're looking at a little bit longer, but if you start from a clone or a cutting, you know, you're looking at about 100 days by the time the full growth process is completed, the product's dried and trimmed, goes through testing, and finally makes it to a shelf.
We as consumers, social media, you say, is the best, word of mouth, finding a good source, because the competition, I don't know where you are, but we're in right now in Boston alone, there are like 6 or 7 dispensaries within a small radius. It's so competitive.
Right. So that's where, you know, I like to say to first, you know, figure out what production company or cultivation company catches your eye. You know, you might share similar values or agree with their methods. And once you establish that brand, you know, then you can find a dispensary that carries that brand. Some dispensaries, you know, they'll carry a lot of the same product. But there's ones that, you know, certainly go out of their way with that same ideology where they buy products from producers where they agree with their methods. You know, they like the image the brand is giving. So really, I always like to say start with the cultivation brand or the producer's brand and, you know, go from there.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a farmer?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. The comparison's a little different, you know, especially in an indoor facility, you know, a little bit different than if, you know, you're a corn farmer or soy farmer.
Right, right. Thank you so much for your time. We've got to run. Give us the best website, please, Andrew Wise.
The website is organicscraft.com. O-R-G-O-N-I-X. So basically it's organ with I-X at the end. And craft, just C-R-A-F-T.com. No spaces or dashes.
Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyle.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frankie Boyer. Welcome back. Well, Jill Hoffman is with us. Her new book is called Stoned. Yes, you heard me correct. It's called Stoned. But Jill Hoffman is an American poet, Guggenheim Fellow, writer, magazine publisher, and editor, also the mother of author Jennifer Bell, famous for being a breakout star in the literary world with the release of her debut novel, Going Down. And both have autobiographical novels and memoirs set to be released. How fun is that? And is the little literary rival creating a rift between you and your daughter? Jill, I'm just curious. Welcome to the program.
Yes, but I wanted to read something to you from Jilted, a much earlier novel.
Okay.
That will tell you a lot about the role of marijuana in my writing, which I discover is in all of my books. So in Stoned, it's mainly about getting off marijuana. But this was an early image I wrote that I always liked. I spend all day in the bathroom smoking pot. I inhale deeply. When the little light comes on at the top of the joint I am smoking, it's like the red showing on the tip of a dog's penis. The red excitement like a ruby. Thou by the Indian Ganges side shouldst rubies find. The mirror is the Ganges. I gather rubies by its side. I stand near the toilet and look out cross town to Fifth Avenue. The little lighted awnings are as familiar to me as the buttons on my dress. All the drunks are dear to me and the addicts, etc. This is from Jilted, published in 1993, Simon and Schuster.
Wow.
I skimmed it to speak to you about it, and I was amazed by it because I remember I was stoned when I wrote it. And
Jill,
I think in the novel Stoned, I give up grass halfway through, and then the challenge was to make it as good as Jilted.
In real life, do you still smoke? I just have to ask.
I do not. In fact, I was thinking for this interview, I surely would have needed a joint or probably could do better if I had one. But I'm now just drinking honey tea.
Oh, that's so fun. You are so fun. The book Stone, tell us what the premise of the book is about.
Well, my books, as you suggested earlier, are autobiographical, and I was stoned for a long time until, say, the middle of this book. I can read to you about a shrink I saw. He was from Columbia Presbyterian. He was a student, and it only cost $10 a session. Let's see if I can find it. When I got that, so I saw him, and this is what I wrote in stone. When I got back from my appointment with Dr. Arder, Casimir was back from Lakewood, and he was painting the entire apartment white. It was a huge undertaking, like painting Russia. "You're back," I said, overjoyed. "Those teeth," he says, "like the hooves of an attacking bull, like a curtain going up on a sad play." His insults were endearments to me. I was addicted to them. It was a constant challenge to overlook them, to see through them to how much he loved me. That night while he was drinking, I made my first list of pros and cons. I copied Lily. Lily had always made them. "It's how I decide," she once said. It looked like this. Pro, 1, energy inspiration. 2, expensive. 3, fear it will kill me. Con, 1, doubt, shame. 2, enhances sex. 3, helps me to stay thin and not get headaches. Then I saw that items 2 and 3 in each category were in the wrong column and drew long arrows putting them in the right place. I suddenly noticed that smoking pot interfered with my thinking so much that I couldn't make a simple list. The pro and con list convinced me. I decided to quit smoking. I sat on my hands waiting for my life to improve. I didn't smoke. Only at night in my dreams was there a roach burning my fingers. So, about my daughter.
Yes.
Lily, in the book Stoned. She was in my workshop, and I accused her of, you know, copying all my material. And my first paragraph is, and always had been, like 2 sentences, "Lately I dream I am stoned. Last night I was rolled in bamboo paper like Cleopatra in a Persian carpet being carried to Antony." And after I published the book, I mean, it may be the case that she didn't remember my novel more than that she remembered it and copied it. So, yeah, I mean, I was perfectly willing to forgive and forget, and I still am. But I think she's very insulted, and yes, we're not speaking.
Oh, that's so sad. I hope it gets resolved, and I want people to know that your new book by Box Turtle Press is called Stoned. You heard me, Stoned. And Jill, an amazing career as a poet and author and teacher. How can people find out more about you? What's the best website and how they find your work, please?
www.mudfish.org. I also teach a writing workshop on Zoom. And like
Wonderful.
You, I paint, too.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You're an artist in every way. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.